It's Toast and Jam, your weekly sports podcast, back at it for our 20th program. Number 20. You know, we're still relatively new to this game.
Right.
But how the time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. 20th show, huh?
20th show. I'm Tim Ost, the toaster. Here's Paul, the jammer. Would you verify that? Could you verify that?
I am jamming.
Okay.
I am jamming.
You never know. Those computers that. Ask that question. I've got to ask it, too. Could you please verify?
I'll verify this.
And that's a fact, Jack.
Jack.
Does that take you back a ways?
Oh, God.
Man, that's a fact, Jack.
Way too far.
Our podcast sponsored by Welcome Back North Dakota Army National Guard. Glad to have those guys back. Jimmy's Pizza and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Let's get our show started with last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. What is the name of the high school in Remember the Titans? Briarcrest High School, T.C. Williams High School, Permian High School, and J.K. Simmons High School. I like that last one.
I giggled on that one, J.K. Simmons. Oh.
You had it, though.
Yeah,
you knew it.
Williams.
Yeah, T.C. Williams. Still one of my favorite football movies.
It is. It's a great one. That was, I think, Tennessee. I think that's where it was based. T.C. Williams is in Tennessee.
Boy, I didn't pay that close attention, I guess. But
good movie,
if that didn't get you fired up, I don't know what could.
That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. So, Paul?
Yes?
What are the two things people are struggling with during these economic times? Pick out two.
Two things.
So two things.
Not me personally, but people in general.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
hurting your pocketbook?
Gas prices.
Gas prices, yeah, yeah. I need you up on your mic level a little bit there.
How about
there?
How you about could, yeah. Grocery.
Grocery's a good answer. Both are good answers. You know, we're getting hit kind of hard there during these economic times. Your hometown newspaper, you know who that is.
That's us.
Yep, right here. Times Record, Valley City Times Record. Gas and Groceries Sweet Summer Giveaway started today. This is Tuesday now.
Right.
This is the first week. Here's how it works. You want to hear how that thing works?
Let me know.
Okay.
Me know.
Readers, well, first of all, grab a paper. Okay, readers.
Step one.
And this is only in print, not online, okay? Look through the Times Record print editions Tuesday through Friday. To find a Petro gas pump, PetroServe USA gas pump, or Lever's Grocery pictures on participating ads. We have ads in the paper promoting businesses. You'll see one of those logos in the paper ad. Then email us. Do you have that email address? I do.
Valley City Times Record.
Mm-hmm. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yes. Valley City Times Record at gmail.com, or you can call the TR office, 845-0463. Let us know what business ad they saw the grocery and gas pictures and the date the paper it printed.
Okay.
That simple step enters you into the drawing to win a $100 prize from Lever's Foods or PetroServe USA, gas or groceries. It'll rotate every week.
Okay.
Drawings held on Mondays, starting the week of the 10th, which is this week. Now, next Monday, we'll draw.
Okay.
For 8 straight weeks.
Wow, 2 months.
Keep watching the TR editions for the petrol fuel pump or Lever's Grocery page graphics for your chance to win.
Kind of like a Where's Waldo.
It is, yeah. Winners will be announced in the following Tuesday papers, starting June 18th, Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
And readers, you can win over and over again. Keep trying. Hey, call in every day if you have to.
Okay.
Of course, you know, the more you do it, the better the chance.
That's right.
So a special thank you going out to our sponsors. Big thank you to PetroServe USA Farm Store and Lever's Foods. Could have made that possible without them. So how about a break? Let's welcome back the North Dakota Army National Guard. I know a lot of kids still don't have any idea what they're going to do. You know, you graduated, still up in the air.
Yeah, and a lot of them, oh, I've got time. Well, no, you don't.
It is a big step.
Take a year off
and
try to figure out what they want to do.
Some do that.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad idea either.
No, work, earn a little money, do just whatever.
Just get the feel, see what's going on out there.
Kick the can around a while, see what you want to do.
Got it. North Dakota Army National Guard, many incentives. I know that they're going to pay for your college. I do know that.
100%.
And get you a job, too.
You'll learn a trade. And so when you are when you put in your time, you are hireable right from the get-go.
How things have changed with the Army National Guard. I mean, they're giving you a chance in life,
mm-hmm.
a big chance,
mm-hmm.
that you might not get anywhere else. The door is open.
Your future starts today at the Army National Guard.
Do you have a number? Do you remember the number?
I want to say it's 701-490-1022.
You're amazing. I don't know how you remember all these numbers.
I've got a Rolodex right here.
Let's recap some of the local sports over the weekend. Had that big Legion tournament in Valley City over the weekend. Beautiful weather. Oh,
it was great. And it wasn't, I had a couple of coaches say, you know, 20 mile an hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that windy. Well, normally it's 40, you know.
That's what I said on the golf course. It was, you know, some guys go, man, it's windy. I said, what?
What?
This is like calm.
No, we had some great, great games, great 3 days. Almost had a combined no-hitter in our very first game when Edgley played Jamestown.
Mm.
They used four pitchers. It was good coaching. They used four pitchers, and each stayed under that 45-pitch level, which means they could come back Sunday for the championship. And the four combined gave up two hits, and Jamestown's only two hits came in the seventh inning.
Mm.
But Edgley went on and won the whole thing.
Wow.
They were winners.
Way to go, Edgley.
Wrapped an 11-9 in the championship. Royals finished fifth. Lost the first game to a very good Park River team, 7-2.
They threw the ace there, didn't they?
Pardon me?
They threw their ace. I mean, not us, but them.
They've got a couple of really good pitchers, Park River does. That's a really good ball. We had some good teams, too. You know, Grafton always has great baseball. They were in the state tournament this year as a high school. Carrington always has good baseball. Jamestown, Edgley, Park River. Renville County out of Lanceford, North Dakota. Mm. The Muskrats.
I like that.
Yeah, they were in town for that. But the Royals took two out of their three games, so they took fifth place. And Corbin Powell went deep, hit a long home run in, I believe that was the game against Jamestown, which they won 15-5. And so, yeah, it was a great weekend.
Did the Muskrats give a little Muskrat love?
I'm not sure. They weren't giving a lot of love this weekend, but...
Okay, well, hey, a great tournament. Always is a great tournament,
yeah.
And it looks like you've definitely built the foundation there for many, many more years.
Yeah, it's going to be – it's because it used to split up in here in Jamestown. Now it's all here.
Got it. We were on the air last Wednesday. We didn't get a chance at Andrew Tagan and how he finished. He did have a better day the second day than the
Much
first.
Much better second day at the state golf tournament. Cut it an 82 after a 93 on day one. Was tied for 15th on the second day. Mm. With that 82, but overall finished 59th with his two-day total of 175.
And I noticed the top 10 from each tournament played in the Russ Newman Jr. Tournament in Fargo. You had the top 10 girls and boys in the A and B going at it.
Okay.
I think A's won it. The Class A
yep.
golfers won both.
Kind of their all-star yeah, game, if you will.
Kind of neat to.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. And, you know, the Russ Newman name goes over to Jamestown. Russ Newman Jr.'s dad was the Russell Newman, Newman Signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And lost Russ Newman Jr. at a young age, so mm-hmm. they do in honor him. He was a good golfer, too.
Wow.
Valley City State held its annual high school camp, football camp, last week. That was which one?
That was a nine-man
camp.
Nine-man,
okay.
Yep. And they have a one of their last day, one of the things that they do is they have an overtime drill.
Mm.
It's an overtime situation. And teams, you know, you play like it's a real game, like an overtime situation. And New Rockbridge Cheyenne, the Rockets, second year in a row, they won that.
A lot of times you don't practice that.
No.
They never get a chance.
Yeah. And I've watched it. I've been there. I've been at those camps when they've done that. It's really interesting.
And give you some different ideas on how you want to win that game.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So if you saw a lot of young gentlemen running around Valley City last week, that's what it was.
There were a lot of kids. A lot of them.
And it almost doubles now this week.
11-man.
The 11-man.
We were going to have Coach Mack on the show here this week, but he said, oh, I got registration for 11-man this morning. So we'll catch up with him later.
Yeah, we will.
We have a lot of questions for him. With that new conference and everything else, a lot of things haven't been laid out yet, and we want to see if we can get firsthand on that.
Get some uncertainties, figure out.
How about youth baseball?
Youth baseball, matter of fact, I was just typing up a story that will be coming out here in the, in the Times Record. Our Kings, that's the Cal Ripken 10U-12U. Both teams were in Jamestown this past weekend. Both went 3-1. And the 12U team is now 8-7 on the summer. And 11U is 10U is 8-9 on the year. Our Babe Ruth team, the 14-15-year-olds, they're 5-1.
Nice start.
They've won 5 in a row. They won a couple of games last night over Lidgerwood on Monday night. And matter of fact, you were in Lidgerwood golfing.
I was.
About that coming up here, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know, one of the holes lines up with one of the baseball fields.
Really?
Yeah. The fence, you have to hit along the fence. You can't go over.
Okay.
And there's trees there anyway.
Right.
But you kind of have to hit it straight out, and then a big dog left. And that's their par 5, the only par 5 on the course. Fun course.
Yeah.
Always a good time there. And course is looking pretty good, too.
How'd you do on that par 5?
Well, the first time I doubled it. Here's the deal. You go out, straight out, about 170 yards. Then you have about 130 over some water. Then that'll get you to the hole. Well, I thought I was going to be a smarty pants and hit it over the water. That didn't work so well.
Did you have a good tee shot, though? Were you lined up okay after that tee shot?
Yeah, I was fine. I had a great tee shot, but I can do this. Sure I can. Yeah, it always ends up in the water. But anyway, I parred it the second time around, though. So
yeah, you learned your lesson.
I did. I played smart.
There you go.
Yeah. Get the ego out of the way. Push it out of the way. Well, let's see. Viking Scramble. VCSU Viking Scramble Golf Tournament coming up June 21st, a week from this Friday. Yours truly going to be in that with Todd Webster, Mark Lindgren. He's from Jamestown, but he's, I think, a VCSU alum, too. And Mike Undum.
Oh, Mike Undum.
We got him out of retirement, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Loaded. We're loaded. Look out. No. Let's see where we're going here. NBA Championship Series.
Boston won the first game.
They lead the series 2-0.
2-0, yep.
Been impressed with the Celtics so far. They've been handling what the T-Wolves couldn't handle.
Right.
Now, is this series over, or does Dallas have a chance?
Well, first two games in Boston?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, Dallas, they're going to win 2 on the court at home. If Boston sneaks one out, that could be tough. Yeah.
If they're up 3-1 going back to Beantown, it's over.
Yeah. And Doncic, he's still Doncic.
Yeah.
He's hitting all kinds of shots yet, but I don't know, they're slowing other parts of their team game down.
Okay.
And Boston's been looking pretty good. Twins coming off a miserable road trip against the Yankees and the Pirates. 1-6 on the road trip.
Yeah.
And they
got shut out the first two games in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and then they scored 11 runs in that extra inning game. 11 runs more than they scored in their five-game losing streak.
Right, and they scored 7 in the top of the 10th inning. It was 4-4 going into extras, and they scored 7 runs in the 10th.
I don't know. Hitting has been a problem. Real problem.
Except for Royce Lewis.
Royce Lewis hit another one last night. He's got 4-2 in the last two games he's played. Need that guy. Okay, so are the best teams in Major League Baseball the Dodgers, Yankees, Orioles, Braves, Phillies?
Phillies.
Is that what you
have
to go with that right now anyway?
Especially record-wise, Yankees and Phillies, I think, are the top two.
And I think everybody wants a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. That would be a classic.
Yeah, I do. I know. And I got a friend of mine that he's a Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
Works over Leavers. He's a Dodger fan. Because they're going to be playing each other coming up here this weekend. The inter-squad, I believe, this weekend.
Dodgers-Yankees played last weekend.
Last weekend, okay.
Yeah.
I got to double
check. And Dodgers took 2 out of 3 in Yankee Stadium.
Then I owe them.
2 out of 3.
Nah. I'm surprised I didn't get a text.
Okay. How about Jimmy's Pizza?
Right now?
Time for a little Jimmy's Pizza. I'm ready for some of that pizza.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, they've got all kinds of pizza. Good stuff. You can create your own pizza. You can even do that. A lot of toppings. A lot of different kinds. You got small, medium, large, family size. I'm looking here to see what would be good today. I think just a super deluxe.
Super deluxe.
Yeah. Pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, onions, black olives, green peppers.
Oh, there we go.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. What are we doing for lunch? Dine in, take out, they deliver. They got the calzones, grinders, pasta dinners, wings, boneless wings, breaded boneless wings. Interesting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Appetizers, rib tips.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty good. Pizza fries. Loaded French fries. Loaded.
Loaded.
Generously topped with nacho cheese and bacon. That's a meal in itself.
Yeah.
Salads, desserts, beer if you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Online is jimmyspizza.com. Phone number out there, like you always give it to us.
888-845-1234. 845-1234.
Are you getting used to this street work being done in Valley City?
No. They're doing street work? I've not noticed.
That's like, there's no water there on that hole.
No, there's not.
Let's do a trivia question. Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent.
And, of course, you want all your eggs in one basket. You need everything. If you've got anything you want to insure, car, home, health, collectibles, whatever, you get the folks at Nodak Insurance a call. Give Chris a call, 845-2912, 845-2912, and talk to Chris Quilvang, the agent with answers at Nodak Insurance.
And all the toys you have, too, boats, snowmobiles.
RVs.
Yes. Get them insured. Bundle them all up, and you know what? You save money.
You save money.
Well, we have the NBA Championship Series going on, so I thought, hey, what better than an NBA question?
Okay.
And championship. What NBA team has made the most franchise final appearances without winning a title?
Ooh.
I had to think about this. Wow. What NBA team has made the most franchise final appearances without winning a title?
Boy.
All right.
I'm gonna think about this one. There's so many good, I'm thinking back in the 70s, did someone have a streak where the Buffalo Bills always got there but could never win it?
Can I give you a hint?
I've got a team in mind.
Okay.
But go ahead. If you want to give me a hint, you go ahead.
Well, you know Charles Barkley.
I already got the team then.
Okay. Did play on this team.
Yep. That I got it.
That might have given it away, but hey.
Maybe
if you're an NBA
he
fan.
For two.
Yes, he did. Okay, sports history on this day, 1950. 50th U.S. Open men's golf, Marion Golf Course. 16 months after being severely injured in an auto accident, Ben Hogan beats Lloyd Mangrum by 4 shots and George Fazio by 6 in an 18-hole playoff.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called the Miracle at Marion.
Wow.
18-hole playoff. Ben Hogan, the incredible Ben Hogan.
Yeah.
1961. Think about this, 1961.
Okay.
Roger Maris hits 19 and number 20 in his 61 home runs in one game.
In one game in the first week in June. Second
week in June. 1990, Nolan Ryan pitches his 6th no-hitter. Beating Oakland. It's funny, in the 9th, he retires Ken Phelps, Ricky Henderson, and Willie Randolph, all ex-Yanks.
And he get one more after that.
Yeah, 1992, Tracy Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Austin, the tennis player, 29, the youngest inductee of International Tennis Hall of Fame. 29.
Well, she was a phenom.
Yes.
In their early teens back in the 70s.
Sports history on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Sports birthdays. Some biggies. Vince Lombardi was born on this day in 1913. We know about him. Mm-hmm. Green Bay Packers. Coach of the year in 1959. Super Bowl. The first one.
Mm-hmm. First two.
Yeah. Born on this day in 1913. Died in 1970. Also coached for another team.
The Washington Redskins.
He did.
Yeah.
Another one here. This is another big football giant. Joe Montana.
Ooh.
Born on this day, 1956. Is 68 today.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Super Bowl MVPs. NFL MVPs. Eight-time Pro Bowler. Didn't get better than Joe Montana.
No.
You know, a lot of quarterbacks have come and gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Tom Brady's right up there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
But Joe Montana, he was kind of special.
Yeah, he was.
He had the personality to go with it, too, you know.
Yeah.
I always liked Joe.
Just cool.
I didn't like the 49ers, but I always liked Joe.
It's a lot of people like that. They don't like a team, but I like one player on that team.
Mm-hmm. And born on this day in 1989, Maya Moore.
Maya Moore, Minnesota Lynx.
Mm-hmm. Six-time WNBA All-Star, five-time All-WNBA first team, Olympic gold in 2012. Yeah, Minnesota Lynx. Born in Jefferson City, Missouri.
And she retired early.
She did.
Because she was getting ready to start a family. She was going to get married. She wanted to start a family. And so she retired relatively early. She was part of some of those great WNBA championship teams that the Lynx had there in the mid-2000s.
Going to share another few notes on Scott Barry, our longtime coach at Mayville State, Lemoore native. He's a Lobo, always a Lobo. Had a couple of setbacks the past week, starting with another trip to the urgent care center on Wednesday following a few days of what Scott again calls manopause. Oh, boy. You know, and he's keeping the right mindset.
He is, you know.
Last Sunday evening, following a fabulous camping weekend, Scott started to have chills, sweats, and fevers. So they had to go in and take care of that. Got some antibiotics. Friday was lab draws prior to his scheduled infusion with a couple of questionable liver results. We anticipated whether or not he would be able to have his infusion, so... After meeting with the doctor yesterday morning, he wanted the labs withdrawn to check the levels again, and unfortunately, they had lowered, but not a comfortable level where he could have his treatment. So they're waiting on the treatment thing. Liver seems to be an issue here now, so. It says, wish we had better news, but it could be worse. And we are thankful that this is all we are dealing with. So far, so that from Sherry Berry.
Right.
I like Sherry Berry. That's got a ring to it.
Interesting.
We're still praying. We're still thinking about you every day, Scott. Keep on fighting.
Absolutely.
Words of wisdom.
You got some?
This is a shorter show today, right?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, it's around there.
Okay. That's all right, though.
It's all right.
We'll have a guest again next week. I know we will. Words of wisdom. Where was it? I had one.
Be prepared. There. Words of wisdom. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Believe in yourself.
Ooh.
Believe in yourself. Just believe. Got to believe. And a golf saying, I had one here too. Golf is better playing downhill. It's a better game playing downhill. That was from Jack Nicklaus. He never had to worry about that, though.
No, I don't think so.
I don't even know why he came up with that. Why would you have to worry about that, Jack?
Say, if you're looking for something to do, of course, we've got the Valley City Community Days coming up this weekend.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of good old muscle cars and fancy classic cars going to be rolling through town here this weekend. The car show on Saturday. Of course, things start with on Friday night out at Stout Miller. They're going to have, that's where you can register. And then, of course, everything going on Saturday, street dance. It's going to be a fun weekend.
A lot of alumni back in town.
A lot of alumni. There's about, I think I counted 7 different class reunions.
Nice.
They're going to be going on throughout the weekend. They're going to be coming back here this weekend for Valley City Community Days. And a reminder, if you want to help the Valley City Highlander Girls Tennis Team celebrate their state championship, they're having a little gathering at the Eagles Thursday evening. At 6 o'clock with a taco bar, and then at 6:45, they're going to have a little program, maybe a little slideshow, video highlights.
Sweet.
and that'll be coming up if you want to help celebrate that state championship for the Highlander girls tennis team.
And another open house yesterday, of course, for Larry Robinson, mm-hmm. Valley City right. State University. Over 50 years of service at Valley City State. He left his footprint, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We thank him for all his service during that time. He got a lot of things done. He was in the state legislature for many years, too, and he got a lot of things done for VCSU and Valley City, and we thank him. I didn't get a chance to get over there yesterday, but card is in the mail. And Larry, again, a good friend over the years as well.
So it is now officially the Larry J. Robinson Performing Arts.
Performing
Center
Arts Building?
Performing
Center,
Arts.
Okay. Center for Performing Arts Building,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Larry Robinson with his name on that building, and had a lot to do with that, too.
He did. He had a lot to do with a lot of things that are going up there.
Even the thing that's going on with the athletics now mm-hmm. and some other renovations in the college, mm-hmm. his name is on it,
yep.
Big time. Thank you, Larry.
Amen. That'll do it.
That'll do it. Hey, in between wind, rain, a little sunshine, we're going to make it.
We will make it.
Yeah. Been a crazy June so far.
It's already middle of June.
I mean, dust was flying like it was the dirty 30s last week.
That was the Dust Bowl again.
Mm-hmm. Better days ahead, though. It looks like we're into some drier weather, some sunshine, the way summer should be in North Dakota.
Exactly.
Well, that's Toast and Jam for this week. It's brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And we do wish Eric Kringley, our executive producer, all the best. He's going through some illness.
Get well.
Get well, my friend.
Get well fast.
Yeah, and that's going to do
ballpark.
It. Yeah. Would you verify yourself again?
This is Jam.
Toast and Jam saying bye-bye. Have a good week.